From a warm spot in the cockles of my heart, in the darkest recesses of my mind, it's Jockulation with your host, LB Faust. Jockulation is an interactive social broadcast hosted by the cultural attaché to the SARS and ringmaster of the shit show himself, LB Faust. It features original satire, comedy, punk rock, and humorous bits every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Jockulation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Due to copyright restrictions, all segments which feature music from other artists and performers have been removed from this recording. On with the show.
You know something, Darsko, that's actually probably very accurate for you especially, because I believe you were around back during the VFM days, so you probably have, like, I don't know, about a million merit badges or something like that, which makes me think maybe what I should start doing in my off time, which God knows whenever that'll be, but in my off time, I should probably go ahead and actually come up with a bunch of, like, merit badges that you'd have from Boy Scouts or, like, Girl Scouts. And, like, some decorative sash, like, I don't know, maybe a Dixical sash with some merit badges and all of that stuff that are just, like, you know, Jockulation specific is what I'm saying. All right, kids, hey, it's Friday night, it's Jockulation. Let me tell you something. I feel, like, really out of practice because, like, 1 week we'll go ahead and throw you off on this thing because I'm not yelling in the fucking microphone like I am every week, right? It's like, hey, I was peaceful for a little while there, right? But listen. Before we get into stuff, right, we're going to have a little bit of a serious moment here because Father's Day weekend is coming up. In fact, it's this weekend. Can you believe it? Because I was just looking at the calendar, and I'm sitting there going, shit, man, time is going by awfully quick. So, serious moment for a second. As I do every time when Father's Day comes around during this show, I always sit there and just, I don't know, talk about my dad for a sec. So, what was it? Somewhere along the lines of almost 40 years ago, my dad was taken out of my life when I was a teenager. So, yeah, holy shit. It's weird to go ahead and sit here, and I think the weirdest part of everything is when you outlive your own father. So, yeah, all I can say is not a day goes by I don't miss you, Dad. Not a moment goes by I don't think about you. And I'll tell you what, as a boy, I think what winds up happening is you figure out to muddle your way through life, and you get up and you grow up a lot older. You come to find out, goddamn, I really could use you now. So I'll tell you what, for just a second here, like I do every year, we're going to go ahead and do some Cat Stevens for a quick second, father and son song. This is all about not only me and my dad, but me and my son. So let's take a listen, then we'll get on with the show. Hey, man, you know, inside the pagan community, there's a saying, what is remembered lives. So, you know, grant me just a little bit of space here. Hey, listen, Dad, just remembering you. And like I said, you'll always be alive in my heart. All right, guys, enough of that. Time to go ahead and move on with the show. So, hey, this week that I was off, I'm sitting here going ahead and putting together a campaign, right? I'm doing my advertising and all that sort of stuff because, like, one ad campaign's falling off, the other one's coming on. And I decide what I'm going to do is I'm targeting over inside of Instagram, places like that. So I nail down my targeting. I'm like, cool, now I can go international with it. So I start advertising over in, like, Ireland and the UK, over in India. And here's the best part, right? All of a sudden, boom, Facebook comes back and says, hey, guess what? You violated our terms and conditions of, like, our, you know, community decency standards and all that. And I'm just, like, looking at this. Dude, what'd I say? I took out all the bad words. I took out all the F-bombs and all the things that could offend people. Well, apparently not. Apparently not. So if you heard the last commercial, and judging by the number of clicks on that commercial from this community, the answer would be no. But if you listen to the last commercial, it talks very specifically. It's a segment in there where I was talking about the idiot that was putting, like, hair removal cream all over his face, allegedly, you know, because he mistook it for his, you know, what was it, like, his shaving cream or whatnot. And I had suggested, wouldn't it have been, like, 100 times better had he gone ahead and actually put, like, his dad's erection cream on his face and come out, like, something from, like, an episode of Dr. Pimple Popper, right? And I was sitting there going, hey, that's funny, right? In fact, most everybody did except for one little cock stain over in India. One fucking cock stain in India.
What the fuck?
Apparently, he got a little offended because he thought that erection cream was a bad word or something like that. So immediately reports me for violations of community standards because, well, he's a fucktard. You know, I mean, it's just like, hey.
How dare you?
So I sit there and I'm like, all right. I have to go ahead and figure out how to get this shit happening. So I go back and I'm like, I think I'm going to appeal this to Facebook. So I appealed it, and they said, you know what? We're going to go ahead and let you sit there. Yeah, one fucktard. So they're like, we're going to let you go ahead and run your ad campaign. We'll make a determination within 24 hours whether or not we're just going to go ahead and cut your ass off. I'm like, okay, let me just, yeah, I should have sent him some bobs and some vegan vagine. Let me tell you something. I don't know who the fucktard is. All they did was report me anonymously because you know why? The fucking people in the cheap seats with opinions that aren't invested can somehow fucking rule the world. Holy fucking shit. So where was I? So yeah, I'm like, I got a great idea. Since it seems like everybody over here, even though we're like uber sensitive and need emotional tampons every other day of the week, because they're offended. Apparently they're not offended enough by the concept of erection cream. So we'll just go ahead and remove the ads from India where they have no fucking sense of humor. We'll remove the ads from the UK and we'll remove the ads from Ireland. And now I'm running them in the US. And you know what? Hey, let me tell you this much. Conversion rate is beautiful, and was LP fucking reported for, like, indecency and shit?
How about no?
No, man, I actually fucking was able to run my campaign. So look, man, all I can say is we'll scale it up, and you know what? Hey, go USA. The rest of you people in the other parts of the world, get a fucking sense of humor, for Christ's sake. Jesus Christ, man. What the fuck? I'm just going to send out emotional tampons to everybody who's not U.S.-based. So there you go. That's what I'm going to do. Because you know why? That's doing God's work. I mean, if Normok was here, he'd agree with me. But, you know. So at any rate, man, let's see what's been polluting the news feed this week, shall we? I think we should. So this week I'm sitting over here minding my own business, and all of a sudden my news feed gets polluted and hijacked by the fact that talk about super sensitive people with no fucking sense of humor. Apparently a CEO of a $2 billion startup got fired for microdosing on LSD at work. I mean, dude, come on now.
How dare you?
Right, who the fuck is not doing drugs at work nowadays? You got naps happening. You got people that are sitting there saying, hey, you should rub one out at work. And by the way, we have a community room over there if you want to go ahead and jump in there. And, like, rub one out. We promise we're not watching that kind of stuff. Well, apparently they get a little offended when you decide to go ahead and microdose. Now, the funny part about this whole thing is I actually did an entire piece. Like, back in the Steam days when Hive was Steam, one of the things, the way that I actually made my name over there and started to get some kind of rewards was when I started delving into, like, different subcultures. And the very first subculture that I went ahead and delved into was the whole microdosing subculture. But I digress. Let's hear what these idiots over at the board had to say. So the board of marketing startup Iterable dismissed the CEO, Justin Zhu. Hey, that almost sounds like Justin's son. Justin Zhu, for taking LSD before a meeting back in 2019, he had, quote, experimented by taking a small amount of the drug, a practice known as microdosing, in an attempt to boost his focus. Looking back, he probably should have kept this information to himself, don't you think? I mean, the board replaced Zhu with Boney, which, what a fantastic name that is, who will take over as a CEO. But Boney attacked his former partner, shitting all over him and writing that Zhu's behavior also undermined the board's confidence in Justin's ability to lead the company going forward. Well, let's stop there for one second. Hey, Boney, right? Undermine the ability of whom? Your predecessor? Hey, like, it's your business, man. Let me tell you something. Stop pointing a finger and whining about everybody else when you're not doing a good job. I mean, that's just the way that it is. Deflection is kind of sad. But let's continue, right? While he praised Zhu as a world-class innovator and creative thinker whose vision, creativity, and passion will remain a core part of his culture, Boney said Zhu's cavalier abuse of drugs on the job was too much for the board to overlook. LSD has been growing in popularity among the startup since the late Apple co-founder Steve Jobs told his biographer that taking LSD was a profound experience, one of the most important things in his life. Well, let me tell you something, kids. It happened long before that, okay? when fucking Limitless came out, long before freaking Steve Jobs went in and said, oh yeah, by the way, I was busy going ahead and dropping like 16 hits of acid and watching the butterflies come flapping out of the clouds at me and shit like that. Before he started talking about that and the wonderful daisies in the fields of green and all that shit, Limitless came out and the whole concept of microdosing started around that time, to the best of my knowledge. I mean, am I like a historian on this sort of thing? I'm just kind of curious.
How about new?
No, I'm not like a fucking armchair expert. Well, I might be. I might be. I have opinions, so those count for something, especially in today's day and age. But my point being is, it's not like this dude got busted drug muling a bunch of fucking LSD Bibles into work and was like, hey, let me go ahead and just put these out like fucking Sucrets and Chiclets and shit like that. Which, this leads me to a fucking great story. Years back when I was in high school, we wound up, what happened over in my neck of the woods, I was over in Florida. Every Florida like teenager that you're in your senior year got to go to grad night. And grad night in Florida meant that Disney would shut the parks down at like, I don't know, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night and unleash a whole tide of like seniors amped up on whatever they were, ready to graduate and have the entire night to party in Disney World with nobody around, right? Not even any of the molesters. But I digress. So, LP's time, we go over to Disney World, and in addition to us, there's also a private school, Christopher Columbus High School. Oh, I'm sorry, should I not have divulged that? Never mind, I will. So over at this high school, right, that my cousins happen to be going to, apparently, one of the people over there decided that it wasn't going to be just fun enough to go over and check out Mickey in the middle of the freaking night and party with him and all the different, you know, different musicians and dance stars and all that shit that they bring. They decided that it would be so much better if they brought some LSD with them. So they started lacing some coke and, you know, a sandwich and started passing it around the bus. And for some reason, did the chaperones think that that was weird at
How
all?
How about new?
No, they're just like, oh, cool. They're sharing food. They're happy. They're wonderful. So everybody starts tripping balls on the bus. They get over there and they decide that they don't want to contain this experience to just themselves. They go over to the drink stations that are there. No, not alcohol. But to like the drink stations where the sodas are. And they decide to go ahead and share this experience with other people that were not consenting inside the group. So it starts getting a little out of hand to the point where at one point of the stage, and I'm going to date myself, Samantha Fox is sitting up on the stage doing her thing. And one guy is fucking tripping balls and decides, you know what would be great? It would be great for me to go up there and experience dancing with Samantha Fox on fucking stage. So he hops up, jumps over onto the stage, begins dancing with Samantha Fox. And security guards don't think that this is a very good idea. I mean, Carlos, if you were a security guard, would you? I mean, would you?
No.
Shit, no. So he's dancing away. The fucking Mickey police, ha-ha, freeze, come over to him. And they're walking up to him like, hey, listen, we just need you to get off the stage. Well, in his tripping balls mind, according to him, he was like, I had it in my mind for some reason, when they were coming up to me, if I just beat the shit out of this one guy, they'll all be scared and leave me alone. So, Mickey police officer coming up, ha ha, freeze, right? Coming up to the guy, trying to talk him out, go, you know, I need you to get off of the stage here. He goes ahead, and the minute he comes up to him, he fucking jumps him and starts beating him to fuck it. He just beats the shit out of him on stage like he's in some sort of, like, you know, fucking prison video, like Shot Caller or something. I got to kick some ass and earn my fucking stripes. Beats this dude down, and then all of a sudden, all the Mickey police come running in, and it's no longer, ha, freeze. It's more like, fuck, bring them all in. Get the paddy wagon over. So then shit gets really out of hand. Next thing you know, more of these people had a great idea. Wouldn't it be great if we take Mickey Mouse and just throw his ass into the fountain? So, hey, Carlos, did that work out? I'm just wondering.
How about new?
So eventually, all these people are getting popped for tripping balls over at this thing. Next thing you know, my other cousin, who's like a year younger than me, it's like, so we were going to go to grad night, but like Disney won't let us fucking go over there because of what happened last year. I'm like, dude, I wasn't a part of this shit, all right? Talk to your brother. was my other cousin a part of this, Carlos. I'm just saying.
How about new?
No, but you had front row seats to the fucking shit show that was going on. So the moral of the story, kids, is you probably don't want to microdose at work, and you probably don't want to go tripping balls at Disney with a bunch of people who are bad fucking influences, right? Do we all understand what's going on here? Excellent. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and move on, shall we? So what else is polluting the news feed? Well, we started to talk about people tripping balls over at work and shit like that on microdoses. Granted, it's not really tripping balls, but you know what I'm saying? They're doing that, and then figure that, you know, when I'm going in for my annual review, maybe now's the time that I should let everybody know that I'm fucking microdosing at work. I mean, is that a bad fucking idea? Just whatever, dude. Holy shit. Well, I got another one for you. When you get caught, you might want to accept some responsibility instead of blaming it on everybody else. Like, for instance, runner Shelby Houlihan, who's now basically been fucking banned for 4 years after testing positive for anabolic steroids, right? But you know something? When you get popped, what do? Dude, I didn't do it. It was a fucking burrito I ate from the authentic Mexican truck that's down the street over there that I got my shit from. So, Houlihan, who's current national champion record holder for both the 1,500 and 5,000 meter runs, well, she wrote on Instagram on Monday that she'd been banned for 4 years after testing positive for nandrolone, an anabolic steroid. The, quote, most likely explanation for the positive test was a burrito purchased and consumed approximately 10 hours before that drug test from an authentic Mexican fucking truck. I mean, dude, is that not racist as fuck? Hey, that authentic Mexican truck over there. Yeah, they got some anabolic steroids and shit up inside that. So, though her excuse sounds ridiculous on its face, Houlihan said that the source of the levels of steroids found in her system were consistent with subjects in studies who've eaten some source meat, or the same source meat that she did before the test, not that of someone taking it irregularly. Houlihan also said that she passed a polygraph test and sent a sample of her hair to the world's most foremost psychologist. All right, listen, man. Listen. That's right. It's not even like I drank some homeopathic chamomile tea that was tainted with PEDs while aligning my chakras with some jade vaginal eggs I bought on Goop. It's, hey, someone shoved a bunch of PEDs up the ass of that pig over there they used at the authentic Mexican food truck I bought my burrito from, right? I mean, it's a little bit of a stretch. I mean, hey, do we believe this shit for even?
How about new?
Yeah, not even for a second, man. And I mean, stop and think about something, right? Is it racist though? Dude, authentic Mexican truck. Dude, that's like saying authentic Irish, okay? Bro, I'm just saying. So when you stop and think about it, right, with that whole authentic Mexican food truck comment, I'm guessing like Qdoba and Chipotle won't be providing any sponsorship for her Olympic run at all. I mean, they're fucking burrito snobs now, right? Holy fucking shit. And of course, one guy, he's like, hey, listen, man, I'm the CEO of the company. I think I should come out and just say, look, man, I'm microdosing. And look, our performance is like through the roof. And what happens? He goes ahead and gets crucified. But then you get somebody like Kristen Bell, for instance, who says, I tried psilocybin for depression. All of a sudden, you got a whole bunch of fucking experts coming on saying, wow, that's a great idea, you know? So in an episode of the podcast, Hypochondriactor this week, Kristen Bell told hosts Dr. Priyanka Wally and Sean Hayes, whom I've never heard of, that she recently experimented with psilocybin, excuse me, in order to address her depression, as I'm sitting here getting distracted by my colors. Quote, I was really interested in doing mushrooms. I really wanted to try psilocybin and feel what kind of doors opened and have kind of a trip all of my own. I'm very lucky to be married to an ex-drug addict. Not only did he know where to get this stuff that's really nice and organic quality mushrooms, and then he, babysat me. Dax Shepard, Bell's husband, as well as host of the podcast Armchair Expert, seems to have done a good job of keeping watch over Bell, who called the experience lovely, but experts caution against experimenting with the drugs at home. Well, here's the thing that gets me, right? I'm just like picturing the moment of glee and gratitude from Kristen Bell towards Dax Shepard, aka the ex-drug addict, as he like goes over, comes home, and brings back the freaking score that he just got, and he pops his squat over the buffet table and shits out the condom of, like, organic psilocybin. He just drug-muled from his rectum all the way from his source. It's almost like a beautiful brown shower of antidepressants. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is it just me or is anyone else wondering why she didn't just join, like, the Goop Labs team, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker, and all go trip balls together in Jamaica for that episode? I mean, at least she would have gotten paid for it, right? But then again, why work so hard searching for, like, organic psilocybin when you can just, like, risk botulin and fucking tapeworms at the local sushi bar when trying to chase that dragon, right? Because a woman, apparently, had five-day-old sushi, and she wound up getting all, like, tripping balls with hallucinations. So a woman lived to regret eating five-day-old sushi after it left her suffering from hallucinations, insomnia, and incontinence. Doctors treating the 34-year-old woman discovered a giant tapeworm had been
what the fuck?
Had been lurking in her stomach for 9 months. Holy shit! She was given a single dose of, I can't even pronounce the fucking word, it's an anti-worm medication, and she went on to make a full recovery.
What the fuck?
Dude, can I just ask a question? What fucking sushi bar are you going to that you're getting five-day-old sushi? First, how did you qualify it's five-day-old sushi? And two, dude, it would have a funk like you couldn't even begin to imagine, I would think at least, over on that sushi bar. You'd walk in there, you'd take a whiff of the air, and it'd be like, bro,
I mean, what the fuck?
Where the fuck is that smell coming from? And yet you went ahead and pinched your nose and jammed that shit in your face because it's dollar sushi night. Woo! I'm going to go ahead and get me some sushi. Dude, can we talk about standards here for just a second? I mean, come on, bro. Is this like a five-day-old wet-aged whitefish roll in like a new menu inspired by the latest cooking challenges from fucking TikTok? I mean, shit, Uncle Roger would be fucking horrified if he happened to go ahead and see this. He's constantly bitching about, well, like, fried rice and stuff. It's like, wow. Look at this. If sushi smells fishy, it isn't fresh, ironically. Well, yeah. But then again, it's good to also be like a new version of the fucking spider roll or something like that. Who the hell knows? But then, you know, what really fucks with your brain is when you sit here and find out that the latest internet fad to go ahead and chase the goddamn dragon and get that high, it ain't licking bufo toads, which is pretty offensive. It's not picking mushrooms off of cow fit, off of cow shit, like people do over in freaking college. No, no. Now it's like people willingly eating rotten meat just to get high. And you just gotta do it.
I mean, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? At any rate, some of these people claim that they just prefer their meat a little bit decomposed. Let me just say that again. Some of these people claim they just prefer their meat a little bit decomposed. Okay. This isn't dry age. This is like falling apart off the bone, right? They say it just tastes better that way. Who the fuck are you? I'm just wondering. But this is after a special kind of high that you can supposedly get from this high meat, they call it. Reportedly, rotten meat produces a sense of euphoria after consumption. Let me just stop there for a second. Is there anybody in this fucking room, well, in this chat room, or in this podcast that's out there that's going to be out there, that would actually sit here and go, you know, I'm feeling like I need a short trip from reality and a quick escape. Hey, look at that. There's some meat over there in the garbage that we didn't finish up with last night. Oh, look, it smells kind of funky. It's sort of decomposing. Why don't I just brush the coffee grounds off of it and, you know, let's go ahead and chase the dragon. Right? Who the fuck does that stuff? Well, according to Singaporean dietitian NARS, whatever the hell his face is, it is possible that consuming decomposed meat, it could produce an altered state of consciousness, but that's generally not a good thing. If you're leaving meat out for anything from days to months to years, who knows what kind of bacteria are going to grow? And some of those bacteria might have the chemical properties that are going to like get you high in hallucinations or a feeling of euphoria. But if we're eating rotten foods, the question is, will our stomach acid do a good enough job to stop them from poisoning us? And often the answer is no. No shit, Sherlock. At any rate, so if you're particularly unlucky, you might get botulism. It's an illness where certain foodborne bacteria start creating nerve toxins inside your body. Bro, let me tell you something. Now, hey, Julia, that's pretty fugly. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, you know, there's actually an episode that's in progress that I'm making, which is going to be bonus episodes that are going to appear. I don't know where yet, but they're going to appear somewhere. And one of them is all about food and a particular cheese that I discovered from Italy that just horrified me. But I digress, man. We won't talk about those episodes until we're up and ready for everything to go. I'm just wondering, right? How in the fuck did we get from overdosing on nutmeg on TikTok to sifting through the waste bin for rotting meat? I mean, seriously, man. What in the freaking...
I mean, what the
fuck? Dude. Come on. I understand that we all like to go ahead and have like a little bit of altered consciousness occasionally, but you don't go rummaging through the fucking waste bin or, I don't know, raiding the sushi bar after it's been sitting there 5 days like a fucking zombie apocalypse searching for food and going, you know, I can now go ahead and like talk to my dead ancestors. Yeah, you know why? Because you're fucking probably dead. I'm just saying. And of course, all this shit leads to like really stupid ideas, right? What kind of stupid ideas, LP? Well, let me tell you something. Just pick up a local episode of like fucking Red Table Talk where Jada Pinkett Smith tries vaginal steaming. And here's why experts don't recommend it. So the three hosts of Red Table Talk, Jada Pinkett Smith, Willow Smith, and Adrienne, whatever the fuck her name is, they all took the practice for a spin. So in the episode, all three women can be seen lowering themselves onto a bowl of steam while wearing silk purple dresses. I'm going to stop right there. I'm looking at this image, and I'm thinking to myself, like, Heaven's Gate, right? You joined a cult. Everybody looks the same in these weird fucking robes, and I'm just waiting for, like, the cup of Kool-Aid to come around just to go ahead and confirm that that's exactly what's going on. But I digress. I digress, right? So, where was I? Yeah. What sensation are you guys getting sitting here? I don't know. Maybe a fucking barbecue's happening? Whatever. So Jada asked her daughter and mom, definitely a lot of warmth. Willow replied, yeah, this is real queen throne action right here. This is what I love. Woo, yeah, baby. So the women discussed the need for women to spend more time connecting with their own bodies. This is lovely, said Jada. They say lots of health benefits, but for me, I feel like I'm spending time with your vagina in a way that's like, just to show it appreciation and care. Mayan women and traditional healers have done vaginal steaming for centuries. It's basically steaming the vulva, the outer genital area, and it cleans the hair follicles and opens up the sweat glands just like you do on your faces. And I'm asking myself, dude, connecting with your fucking body by steaming your vulva with some water infused with the Colonel's 11 secret herbs and spices from KFC? Like you're steaming some broccoli for dinner? How in the fuck is this connecting? I'm just wondering, right? I'm just wondering. I mean, do you remember the simpler times when, like, getting in touch with your body was all about, like, ruthless masturbation and orgasms? Like, beat it till it's purple or whatever, but feel good about yourself. And afterwards, rainbows and birds would always appear. Clouds would become particularly fluffy, and the soundtrack from the Care Bears would play in the background as you're sitting there cleaning up. You remember those good old days? I mean, now I'm thinking to myself, shit, trying to get in touch with it like this. Get the fuck out of here. Steaming my penis like broccoli? Or maybe I like my testicles like I like my eggs in the morning. Soft-boiled, poached, or coddled with some runny yolks in the center. Right? This is kind of fucked up and weird. But what do I know, man? Apparently this is a big-ass thing because Goop Labs decided to have a whole goddamn thing on it on Netflix. And I'll tell you what. Hey, Gwyneth Paltrow, you're a fucking pox on society. Can you please take all of your weird shit and go somewhere else? I don't know. Take it to another country where we just need to get rid of those people. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that we're at war with will just go ahead. It should be like, you know, Jane Fonda when we went ahead and sent her over to the Vietnam, army side to sit there and do propaganda videos with them. Why don't we go ahead and have like Gwyneth Paltrow take like Goop Lab, care packages and shit like that with really bad ideas and send them over to the places like, I don't know, the Taliban, for instance. Hey, I got a few care packages for you. Why don't you guys like try steaming your nuts? I mean, it's wonderful. It'll balance your chakras. And while you're at it, these jade eggs that I got sued for over there. I made a little mistake. For you to go ahead and get in touch and align your chakras, you got to shove them up your ass and try and shit them out, okay? There you go. See, she could go ahead and be like an ambassador, like a true ambassador for us, and try to go ahead and heal the divide with those in the world that we've got some very strong disagreements with. I'm just saying, man, maybe then we can go ahead and get back to being a society of critical thinkers. I can't believe I said that with my fucking... without laughing. without laughing, because I can't. All right, man, I think I'm parsed here. I think we're going to go ahead and take a break here. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit shows on this 100th episode of Joculation this evening. Can you believe that? Neither can I. You're listening to Joculation. I gotta tell you, with adding on all these songs, like, I'm taking a page from Krim and I'm putting in, like, longer songs, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, hey, this is awesome. But the big problem is we're, like, running fucking behind, and to be behind on the 100th episode of Joculation, that's, like, a great big no-no. I mean, do we really need to? I'm just saying.
How about new?
Yeah, we gotta go ahead and actually, like, I don't know, pick up the fucking pace or something over here. But, you know, I'm realizing something for the 100th episode of Joculation. We need a nearly dead Ric Flair.
Woo!
There we go. Yeah, in fact, we need a second one.
Woo!
There we go. Two nearly dead Ric Flairs. Hey, Co, good to have you here. 100 freaking episodes. I'm a century old sort of. Guess what, kids? Circle of Intimacy is in the house.
Okay, that's one of us. Google gobble, yeah. One of us. We accept that one of us. Google gobble, one of us.
Yeah, it is exactly that. I'm like, how did I get to 100 this fast? And it would have been last week, but it's not. You know what, though? I can't sit here and ruminate. I've got to move forward. So in the first segment of this whole show, we talked about people doing stupid shit to get high because, well, you know, that's just kind of the way that it is. But in this one, we're going to talk about all this fantastic stuff that's going on, all these fantastically awesome, wonderful summer festivals, and it's like the age of, like, people doing stupid things and lots of sex more than likely because nobody's been seeing each other during this stupid COVID lockdown. So how did we go ahead and crack this prune open? Was that a bad, like, euphemism? How did we go ahead and bust this thing open? Dude, it all started when the world-famous Naked Festival in Japan went ahead despite the coronavirus super spreader fears. That's right, kids. How could this not be strange and awkward? The Hakata Matsuri, or Naked Festival, in Okayama, Japan, which began almost 1,000 years ago, involves men battling with, quote, holy sticks and wearing nothing but loincloths and socks.
I mean, what the fuck?
Let me just say that again. Men battling with, quote, holy sticks and wearing nothing but loincloths and socks.
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, I don't shit on anyone's traditions, but this one is a little bit weird. But let's go on. The historic festival typically involves up to 10,000 naked participants and has taken place despite coronavirus fears. The Hakata Matsuri involves... Yeah, it's close enough. The Hakata Matsuri involves participants entering a freezing temple pool in darkness, experiencing shrinkage before sticks are launched at them. Minori Omori, chairman of the temple that stages the event, said they wanted to ensure the essence of the festival, also known as Iyo, remained. Now, Iyo relates to the Japanese term Ichiyo Raifuku, I guess it is, meaning to withstand the harsh cold winter and reaching the warmth of spring. I mean,
what the fuck?
Dude, holy sticks, you say? Wouldn't it be fucking awesome if they're all dressed like Macho Man Randy Savage and the Holy Sticks were like super sized Slim Jims and shit like that? Dude, snap into a Slim Jim. That would be fucking great. Hey, Clay. I mean, as I was reading the article, right, I was expecting to hear about, like, how the participants had to run through a tentacle porn gauntlet, sort of like a grinder twist on the Spartan race, you know, like KY jelly pool obstacles and shit like that. I'm just saying, man, that's what I was hoping for, not just this, like, super uber serious thing. And, I mean, apparently it's going to be a summer about dicks anyways, because not only is that happening, but over in Thailand, villagers are building a giant freaking penis structure in a bizarre rain ceremony, and they claim it works. The locals over in some sub-district of some place or province over in Thailand together, I can't even pronounce that name, I'm not gonna, took part in the ancient ceremony on Wednesday, which is held annually to construct and erect a giant penis-shaped amulet. The structure, or Palad Keek in Thai, was installed in a small dead-end road before farmers prayed for more rain for their crops and better water quality for the village in front of a great big giant freaking erect penis. Villagers gathered at the phallus, which represents fertility and new growth, and pray to it and make offerings. The local village chief said the ceremony is carried out every year, and Kosan Samang confirmed to the Thai press that it was raining in the village where the enormous dick structure was erected as a result of the rainmaking ritual. Dude. Dude. You know, like whenever we go into drought warnings here in Colorado, the first thing I think about doing is sculpting a massive dick in my backyard in an attempt to bukkake the entire city in a blanket of fucking rain. That's the first thing that goes through my mind. I don't know about you guys. I mean, dude, I can do it.
I mean, what the fuck?
I can't hit that button enough. Let's try it again, right?
I mean, what the fuck?
What the fuck is going on here? Hey, you know what? We got no rain. I know. Why don't you whip out your dick and we'll use it as a model and we'll go ahead and build the phallus, the big phallus. Could you imagine? I'm wondering who the model is for this thing, and he's probably bitching and complaining that they made it like life size and so it's only 3 feet tall instead of six. You know what I mean? I would fuck with a guy like that. I'm just like waiting for TikTok to hijack this ceremony and have some like new erection cream inspired challenge to go along with it as a fertility ceremony to make sure we get enough rain this year. Hey, look, I've got some erection cream from the place to go ahead and commemorate the event. What do you think? Should we go ahead and put some on our lips? No, man, we got to go ahead and put a fucking offering on the temple. And that's the other thing, right? What kind of fucking offerings do you go ahead and give a great big clay freaking phallus that's sitting at the end of your street? You know, I'm thinking maybe what we should do is we should just go to all these cul-de-sacs in these places, like in these gated communities and shit, and just make a bunch of clay dicks that are like, I don't know, about 6 feet tall in the back end, painted all over there with offerings dropped over there. And when the cops come, it's like, dude, it's a fertility ceremony. We're trying to get some fucking rain over here. You know what I'm saying? Clay, don't let it go to your head. We weren't talking about you. And I mean, you know, some people, they celebrate their summers by building great big clay dicks. Other ones go over and, like, get a bunch of their closest 10,000 naked friends, you know, dudes, and beat each other up with a bunch of, like, you know, Slim Jims and shit like that over inside of some twisted freaking tentacle porn video. Others, you know, get so excited that, you know, they just whip out their boobs and start spraying breast milk all over everyone at a festival. Oh, my God. So, over at Dirty Bird Campout in Southern California in 2019, the video of this woman has already gathered millions of views and comments, which only seem to be increasing in number every passing moment. The video shows a woman wearing a black one-piece swimming suit along with a cap, sunglasses, a pair of red boots as she dances around before suddenly whipping out her boobs and starts spraying milk all over the place, right? She then carries on twerking and dancing before one festival goer appears and crouches near her in an attempt to catch some of the milk into his mouth.
I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, shit. You know, some people, they celebrate summer with fireworks and barbecues. Other people fire the milk cannons and let the pervs go ahead and enjoy themselves. Holy shit, man. I can't believe it. You know what? I got to hustle because I got so many more segments. And the show's already halfway gone. All right, I'm going to take a break here. I'm LP Pass. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. And wow, has it turned into one on this 100th episode of Joculation. You're listening to Joculation. having that moment right now where it's like, shit, this is feeling like that scene in Clerks 2 from The Donkey Show where it's like, cops are busting in, the dude on the stage is like, gotta hurry up, gotta hurry up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, holy fuck. We're halfway gone. Halfway gone. And you know what? We're coming to a very important part of the show, right? Very big event is happening this weekend. It's called Father's Day. And like always, Uncle LP's here to help with those last-minute gift ideas just in case you haven't gone out and purchased your gifts. That's what I'm here for. But first, hey, kids, it's Friday night. It's Joculation. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host. Circle of Intimacy is going on over here.
That's one of us. Kubel Gobble, one of us. We accept that one of us. Kubel Gobble, one of us. We accept that one of us.
So we got people visiting, coming, leaving, some of them regretting, returning. You know how it goes. It's all those last-minute regrets, and it's like, shit, I think I better go back over there because I got nothing else to do. But let's talk about, like, gifts for Father's Day, right? Important people in our life. Let's talk about those sensible gifts, right? Are you going to go out and get Dad another fucking necktie? I mean, come
on. How about new?
That just shows I don't give a shit, Dad, right? But if you show up with Dad and you give him, like, a fully automatic rubber band minigun, well, that actually counts. So on the link that's over there, right, it's a fully automatic minigun constructed according to the Gatling machine gun principle. The body's made from wood cut out on the CNC machine, and its ammo consists of like 144 shots of rubber bands. With this rubber band minigun, anyone can feel like Rambo. Make a run for the chopper. Actually, that's Arnold, right? Launching a rubber storm and throwing over a pound of rubber bands at the opponent. Dude, who wouldn't want one of those? I mean, that shit is just fucking great. But in the event that that one just doesn't kind of like stack up, you got to find something else. Or maybe you need like a tag along to go along with that gift. Well, no problem, kids. We got a sidecar that goes with that. How about chocolate ammo? That's right, kids. So in this one, we got chocolate bullets in a real metal mini ammo can. Each chocolate ammo can contains 20 bullets in a metal chocolate ammo can. The chocolate bullets are all handmade, and they're made in the good old U.S. of A. How about that one, huh? So not only are we covering Father's Day, we're also covering a little bit of like the 4th of July as well. We've got rubber band firearms, chocolate bullets. I mean, what else would go ahead and make it just perfect? I don't know, maybe some sort of gratuitous violence. How about this one? How about you get him that, and then on top of that, you can get him some, like, Pulp Fiction tiki cups. So then that way, what winds up happening is the dad in your life, he can go ahead and enjoy the gratuitous violence while drinking a fucking Mai Tai, shooting you with the rubber bands, and eating the chocolate ammo. I think that is a fantastic fucking gift, right? Well, we could go a little bit of a step further there. If the nerd dad in your life is there, nothing says nerd father and, love for nerd father quite like getting an infinity gauntlet that carries every sauce you could possibly imagine. So if your dad likes to go and get some, like, chicken McNuggets or something like that and have about 15 gallons of those little containers of sauce, the infinity saucelet is a gauntlet which will go ahead and carry 5 different sauces where all the infinity stones belong. This is a perfect, sensible, awesome fucking gift, right? And if that doesn't work and you're trying to show dad love, right, you don't want to go ahead. You want to have a more inclusive type of a Father's Day, something that would go ahead and carry, like, roses and beautiful things. No problem. We got the beef jerky rose bouquet over here. You can just go ahead and make sure that you've got some beautiful, delicious beef jerky flowers that dad would enjoy. And you could show him how much you love him on this special day. It's sensible, it's wonderful, and everything. And then, of course, you got to get into the real gifts, right? Like, I mean, who wouldn't want to go out and actually give their dad one of these wonderful sausage party, full food-printed men's shorts? I mean, this says, Dad, I understand. Dad, I'm proud of you. Dad, I know you're packing some heat, right? These are wonderful, sensible, wonderful alternatives. Allows people to have those moments in advertising, packing a heat inside of there. Letting dad know to advertise a little bit. And of course, you know, sometimes in those awkward moments, Even Dad's got to go ahead and get his shit together. He needs to know exactly what he's doing. And he needs some inspiring imagery. Perhaps a calendar. Like, I don't know. How about we get Nature's Dick Pics 2020 calendar? Probably got a 2021 calendar. The calendar displays a photo of one of nature's glorious endowments every month. And trust me, you'll enjoy the view. Next time you're thinking of sending your own unsolicited dick pic, how about you just give her this calendar instead? You won't feel embarrassed. And when she laughs at these photos, you know what I'm saying? Wonderful, sensible, excellent thing. And if you really want to let the world know what Dad thinks of him, not a problem. Most of the time what you want to do is you want to trick out the car a little bit, let Dad feel special. Nothing tricks out a car quite like penis-shaped valve stem caps. You can go find these over at Shut Up and Take My Money. It's the mini penis can screw. Oh, I'm sorry. The mini penis can screw onto any Schroeder-style valve stem, which is the most common valve stem in cars and tires, as well as off-road vehicles. So you can put them on his bicycle. He can put them on his, like, you know, his ATV. He can put them on anywhere. And the best part about these dicks is they all glow in the dark. And, of course, if none of that works, then what you can do is you can always go ahead and get him what would quintessentially be the best thing. You could go ahead and get him the Ass Blast 9000, which is effectively some stickers to put on the bidet over in his house over there. So it comes in like four wonderful styles. It's got a fantastic settings, all kinds of stuff. What you've got to do is give Dad what he's looking for this Father's Day. Let him know you care. Let him know you're thinking about him. And, of course, as always, if you want to go ahead and give him a real special event, you can go ahead and give him like a Cadbury Flake Bar. And the best part about Cadbury Flake Bars is, according to one dude, these fucking things don't even melt in the microwave. So in a post on his Instagram account, the Please Cakes company founder, Joe Mazzuri, explained, and several members of staff have been having a debate about the chocolate bars and whether or not they melted. To settle the argument once and for all, they decided to pop it into the microwave alongside a piece of Cadbury caramel chocolate. And when the time is up, they show that the caramel melted and is oozing all over the plate while the fucking flake bar is perfectly fine. And by the way, thank you, Nine, for going ahead and putting up all those fantastic images that weren't popping up when I was putting the links there. But on with the show. So, although flake is made from milk chocolate, the manufacturing process allegedly gives it a different arrangement of fat and cocoa solids, so the melting fat isn't able to lubricate the cocoa particles to the point where they can flow. Yeah, right. Like, they need some sort of, like, fucking... What the fuck? Families prepare for... Get the fuck out of here. So, apparently, there's not enough, like, KY inside of this thing. And I'm thinking to myself, in this new green economy, isn't it refreshing to now discover what they did with all the heat tiles left over from decommissioning the space shuttle? I mean, when you stop and think about it, right, flake bars that don't fucking melt in the microwave, I'm guessing, as I understand it, the repair kits for SpaceX and Virgin Galactic are now going to go ahead and actually include some fucking flake bars. You know what I mean? In case you're going to have, like, a reentry problem, got to patch up the heat tiles, do all that sort of shit so we don't burn up and fucking die. All right, kids, I got to hustle here, so I'm going to take a break here. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. So, Clay, I'm thinking that what we got to do is we got to get the L.A. Beast on that one. Have him do, like, the Banana Hollandaise challenge, right, where he's sitting there and eating, like, 5 or 10 trays of that. I mean, how much worse could it be with him sitting here and actually, like, you know, eating 10 jars of mayonnaise while watching Two Girls, One Cup? I mean, that was...
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, what the fuck are you doing eating 10 jars of mayonnaise and watching that shit? That's quite foul. But I'll say this much, right? The one thing that got me somewhere inside of my feed someplace on face shit, I've got this really terrible abortion, kind of like what Julia just put up there. Except what it is it's like a lime jello terrine that's got like beef bouillon as the base. So it's this limey beef bouillon something or other with pieces of fruit in it and like whipped cream on top of it. And I'm like, dude, that's offensive.
I mean, what the fuck?
That's fucking offensive as all hell. It's like, holy shit, dude. Let me just drink a bowl of gravy with some fucking Jell-O over here. God damn, that's nasty. All right, man. Hey, guess what? We got to hustle, 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 right? That's what they keep telling me, at least. Hey, we're going to pull the cane out and drag your ass out. But it's my 100th show. It's special, right? Hey, is my 100th show special?
How about new?
Yeah, of course not, man. Is it this one? I don't know. Let me take a look. I've got to go ahead and open this thing up. That is pretty offensive, isn't it? Boy, menu on a super salad loaf. What in the fuck is a super salad loaf? I mean, oh my God. Hey, look, I got a great idea. Let's just go ahead and puree some Spam, and we'll go ahead and, like, I don't know, make some sort of like arts and crafts box, and in it we'll just go ahead and stick all of the wilted lettuce. Then we'll put the top on it, and then we'll put some Dole pineapple rings, some canned fucking pineapple on the top of it, and make it look really festive. And somebody opens up in this and tries
How
to eat it.
You.
Oh, my God, what the fuck is this? Exactly, because you forgot to crisp up the hit the Spam. It's like, holy fuck, it's disgusting. At any rate, man, we're not going to talk about that stuff because I got other stuff to talk about. Let's talk about something here like failed attempts at doing certain types of events, you know? Like, for instance, sometimes what you have is you sit there and you've got this great idea in principle. Only sometimes the execution of said idea doesn't quite work out the way that you're hoping that it would be. So, for instance, once upon a time, NBC decided they were going to create the ultimate slip and slide competition show, right? And it was a really great idea for the summertime fun. They bring everybody over there, and the concept is they would go ahead and, like, they'd film it over in California's Simi Valley, and it was a wet and wild new series that takes the spirit of classic backyard sliding and transforms it into real-life water park full of gigantic, slippery rides with a chance to take home a big cash prize. I mean, dude, who doesn't think that's a fantastic idea? Well, I guess probably the 40 people that were on set that had explosive diarrhea when they were filming this.
I mean, what the fuck?
So apparently NBC has indefinitely paused the production of its upcoming competition show called Ultimate Slip and Slide after several people on the sets were diagnosed with diarrhea. Up to 40 crew members fell violently ill, including a person with knowledge of the production. People were collapsing, being forced to run to porta potties due to awful explosive diarrhea. So, wow.
I mean, what the fuck?
You want to talk about changing the nature of the competition fairly quickly? Fucking explosive diarrhea on a slip and slide. Wow. Wow, that would change the texture and the nature of the competition quite significantly. Can we fucking agree? Dude, I'm just wondering, how in the hell, slip and scat, exactly, how in the hell do 40 people all come down with the same explosive diarrhea at the same time? What in the hell is going on over on that show? My God, man. And of course, you know, you fucking Canadians out there, I'm just saying, not in particular, but yeah, what the fuck is up with, like, starting fires with more Tannerite explosive fucking gender reveal parties? So apparently, this is the third time this year a wildfire was started because somebody had to have an explosive gender reveal party over in fucking Alberta and start a goddamn fire in the forest. Nine, speak to your people. Julia, speak some sense to your people. Crib, for Christ's sake, talk to those Canadians. Sorry just doesn't cover it. You know what I'm saying? Is that even acceptable? Do we want to hear sorry anymore? I'm just saying.
How about new?
So this particular fire started at the Fort McMurray Forest Protection Area on Memorial Day. Let me stop there. Do Canadians even freaking celebrate Memorial Day? Because, I mean, if you guys do, then are you really Canadians or are you just Northern Americans? I'm just wondering. I think LP is racist against fake candles and Tannerite. Dude, let me tell you. You want to go ahead and blow up a fucking car with Tannerite? I don't care. But stop it with the fucking gender reveal parties, man. Nobody gives a shit. You know what I'm saying? So, quote, a new baby is something to celebrate, but be careful how you do it. Sorry, a recent wildfire in Alberta was caused by an exploding target during a fucking gender reveal party. You need written permission from a forest officer before detonating any explosive targets, you fucking idiots. That's what he said. I'm just saying, you know, Canadian. I was reading between the lines. There was a lot of polite language, but you know the Forest Service was sitting there swearing just as bad as LP does. Like, you fucking idiots, stop detonating explosive targets in the fucking forest and setting it on fire. You want to burn your own fucking house down? I don't care. But leave the goddamn forests alone. You know what I'm saying? At least that's what I'm reading in between. It's like this very, you know, it's exciting to have a new child in your life, and we want to go ahead. And they're like, we'll just fucking stop it. Right? It was an accident, truth. Well, you know something? With the limited amount of time that we have left in the show, a very important segment is coming up. It's the segment that everybody looks forward to. It's the Dick Cheese Hour, and we're just about to go ahead and do that. So I'm going to take a break here. We're going to listen to some Richard Cheese. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host. Cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show. This is the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. All right, we took a little bit of a break there. Had to go ahead and take care of a few things. So why not just stack a few songs up after Richard Cheese to go ahead and like fill in the gap? You know what I'm saying? Hey kids, it's Friday night. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, and we got like 15 minutes left. So what we're gonna do is try to make the most of that. So one of the funnier things is, as you know, the Olympics are taking place over in Japan. Maybe, maybe not, but they're saying, hey, yeah. The Olympics are going to be happening. Just all you foreigners and Gaijin, fuck you. You can go ahead and stay out. You know what I'm saying? So ultimately, what's interesting about the Olympics is they're apparently going to go ahead and hand out a whole bunch of commemorative rubbers to all the athletes so that they can go over to, they can go ahead and take those home to raise sexual awareness, allegedly, because, I mean, you know. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to get into this whole article. I'm going to actually go into a story real fast. So when I was back over in the days of training in MMA and all that stuff, the coaches that I had been to the Olympics several times. So, like, my boxing coach had been there about three times. My wrestling coach had been there three times, and so on and so forth, right? The open secret about the Olympic Games is inside the village. You know, one of my coaches had come to me and said, after you finish your events, you've spent your entire time, years sitting there, doing absolutely nothing except focusing on your sport. He's like, when you're in the Olympic Village and you go up to the rooftops of all of these different apartment complexes, the whole top is covered with cigarette butts and used rubbers everywhere because it's the first time you can let loose in like 2 years to actually truly fuck around, you know, when you're given the opportunity. So I'm kind of sitting here thinking, how many of these people are going to go ahead and really take these fucking rubbers home? I'm just saying, man, hey, Olympic Village, people over in Japan, you better go ahead and bring the jizz moppers out in force because I'm telling you, those 150,000 condoms are actually going to be used. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey.
Can I make myself clear? Because I am not going to write this shit down.
If anything that I have heard from people that have participated in the Olympics, Julia, is to be true, I believe that you are correct. I'm just saying, as an objective person that's had some first-hand conversation, right, with people who have, I don't know, been in the Olympic Village, there you go. So I'm thinking these condoms are going to be put to use. That's just my feeling. And what a great, like, care package to be sent home with. Not that you'll be going home with the care package, because it's like, you know, when the wine and cheese basket is sitting there, does anybody take that shit home with them? I'm just asking the question, right?
How about new?
No, you fucking go ahead and eat the wine and cheese there while you're on your vacation or whatever. So, do I think that these rubbers are actually going to go ahead and be taken home to...
How about new?
Yeah, raise sexual awareness. Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm curious. Are you going to go ahead and send, like, a complimentary bottle of, like, freaking KY with every one of these things to the people that are in the room? So instead of like having your bottle of bubbly sitting there with your cheese, hey, here's your bottle of like KY, it's the travel size portion, and here's your rubbers. I mean, 150,000 of them. How many Olympic athletes are there? Let's just imagine what, 10,000? So that means that everybody's got, like, what, 1,500 condoms to use? Let me tell you something, man. I wouldn't be surprised if they actually fucking use all of them. I'm just saying, what a fucking mess for a jizz mopper. What a mess for a jizz mopper. At any rate, man, I'm going to go ahead and hit this off with one last song. Then we'll come back, do the recap, and then we're going to be out of here. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attitude of the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. Wow, nothing like screaming chicks to go ahead and go with the screaming song, the screaming of the rants, right? I mean, it's like, it's all monotone. It all sort of like blends together. You know how it goes. So let's see. We started out the show. LP went ahead and did a little tribute to his own dad because, you know, it is what it is. I mean, life goes on, man. Sometimes what happens is you're dealt a shitty hand. You just got to make it happen. So we went ahead and remembered dad there for a second. Then we talked about all the wonders of drugs and stuff. The CEO of a $2 billion startup that was fired for microdosing because, you know, apparently it's like he decided to go ahead and have a moment of like, you know, hey, guess what? I'm microdosing and I'm doing such a wonderful job, right? And of course they said, hey, it's time for you to get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? And then we talked about runner Shelby Houlihan, who was testing positive for anabolic steroids. And she said, hey, it's from that like burrito from that authentic Mexican food truck up the street there. Apparently, they jam a bunch of PDDs up the ass of the pig that they go ahead and kill to make the fucking burrito. So, you know, it is what it is. And I, by the way, I took a polygraph test to assert to that. And we talked about Kristen Bell trying out her psilocybin for some depression. And there she was going ahead and talking about her fantastic great drug mule, Dax Shepard, her husband, and the glee of gratitude that she had as he probably popped a squat and dropped a big old brown shower of antidepressants all over the place. How wonderful was that, right? Nothing says love quite like that. Then we discussed about the woman who ate five-day-old sushi because why? Who knows? But she had a big-ass tapeworm, and she had, like, months of hallucinations. I'm gathering that she probably weighed about 20 pounds as well, right? Probably from that. And then we talked about the latest internet fad as people eating rotten meat to get high. I mean, aged beef, right? But nothing says aged beef quite like the decomposing stuff that's over inside the garbage can covered with like littered with like coffee grinds and has been sitting there going ahead and collecting its own stewed sort of like juices all unto itself. And then we discussed how Jada Pinkett Smith tried vaginal steaming on like Red Table Talk and how, of course, you know, like steaming your broccoli like penis or excuse me, steaming your penis like broccoli or like making your testicles go ahead and get steamed so that they're like your eggs in the morning, you know, like soft boiled, poached or coddled with a runny yolk in the middle. I mean, we discussed that sort of stuff. And then from there, we went on and talked about all things that are going on in summer. We didn't do Ron's White Boy Summer. We looked at a world sort of like an inclusive view of what's going on. We talked about the world famous Naked Festival that stuck its finger up to the world and said, fuck you, we don't care about super spreader events. We're going to go ahead and all get in our loincloths and beat each other with some meat over here. And then the villagers that built a massive giant like clay dick in the middle of the street over there because they wanted a bukkake of rain come down and have a fertility session over there. We also talked about a woman who was so enthusiastic, she popped out her boobs, started spraying breast milk all over the place at the Dirty Bird campout in Southern California back in 2019. And then from there, we went over and checked out a whole bunch of fantastic Father's Day gifts. We discussed the fully automatic rubber band minigun, the chocolate ammo can, the Pulp Fiction tiki cups, the Infinity Gauntlet saucelet, the beef jerky rose bouquet, sausage party food full-printed men's shorts, nature's dick pics to 2021 calendar, and we talked about penis-shaped valve stem caps for dad, perhaps even an Ass Blaster 9000 console, right? So we talked about all these wonderful, sensible, excellent choices for Father's Day. From there, we talked about a man who blew everybody's mind, showing that Cadbury's don't, in fact, melt. They sit there, and they're like the fucking heat tiles of the space shuttle inside of, like, a microwave oven. Because why? Allegedly, some physics things, but do we go ahead and believe that for a fucking second?
How about new?
Nah, man, they're recycling some of that shit from the pumice from volcanoes and the heat tiles from the old space shuttle. Then we talked about fails over inside of the wonderful world of production, like the explosive diarrhea problems that were happening on NBC's Ultimate Slip and Slide competition show, which I'm still asking myself, how in the fuck do 40 people simultaneously get explosive diarrhea all at the same time?
I mean, what
what the fuck?
When it happens to be a slip and slide competition. I mean, could you imagine? That's like going ahead and being like guy number 55 in like a 55 like man gangbang session, right? It's like you get up there and you look down at the freaking brown shower of like disgust over there, looking at it, going,
"Fuck you, fucking fuckers,
dude! Could you please like clean the fucking slide for me? Take a squeegee or something. I'm not sliding through that shit, quite literally." Then after that, we talked about all the wildfires, the third one in Alberta alone, simply because these fucktards keep going ahead and doing gender reveal parties with Tannerite. And from there, of course, we talked about the Olympic Village, the orgies that'll ensue, and all of that stuff. So, kids, that's about all there is tonight. There is no more. As William Shakespeare once said, all the world's a stage as we strut and fret on the stage of life. Always be sure to ask yourself why watch the show when you can be the show. To everybody that joined us tonight, thanks very much for stopping by. To those that came and left, hope to catch you on a podcast soon. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host. Joculation's done. I'm checking out. I'll check you out next week. Take care. Good night.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Joculation. We hope you enjoyed the episode and encourage you to join us for the live interactive social broadcast every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Joculation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoy Joculation, I have another podcast you might like, Everyday Crazy. Search for them and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this right now. If you're listening over a smartphone, tap or swipe over the cover art of the podcast. You'll find show notes which may include details you may have missed and links to my Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon pages. If you'd like to hear more of Joculation and other shows from LP, in addition to extra content, early access, merchandise, and other perks, you can subscribe to my Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/LPFaust. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram. Please be sure to follow me on Twitter @FaustLP and Instagram @LPFaust. And thank you. Joculation is created, produced, hosted, and edited by me, LP Faust. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.